We seem to be having a bit of a problem with your security detail here.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
We did eventually get a final answer from Benny Hinn to our interview request. It was still no. Christopher Hinn has left the ministry after a dispute with his brother, and the church says it's had no further dealings with him. As for those other former Hinn insiders, head usher Mike Estrella and security man Michael Cohen, they say that when they tried to complain to Pastor Benny about abuses in his organization, they were fired. In another letter from its lawyer, the ministry says Mike Estrella's allegations are unfounded and unsubstantiated, and that he was acting irresponsibly, maliciously, or suffered from some impairment when making the charges. As for Michael Cohen, the ministry says he is motivated by a misguided personal vendetta against Pastor Hinn and the church, and called him an unstable and unreliable source.
What would he say now about you and the things you're saying about him?
He may tell people that haven't been around for years that I'm a disgruntled employee. Fact is, when I first started working for him for over 2 years, I wouldn't even take a paycheck.
Do you believe that he has healed people?
No.
Or that people are healed because of him?
No, I don't. I believe that people have been healed. It's God's power. It's not Benny's. Benny, in the last couple of years, wheels this power around like it's his power.
Wounded.
Cohen and Estrella maintain they were true believers who put their faith in a man they thought could bring hope and healing to millions.
What I saw was a big business rolling millions of dollars every year, many people getting rich, and the rich getting richer, and the poor getting worse.
Thank you, Jesus.
But then there's Carlotta Moore, a pastor herself, who says, like millions of others, she still believes in Benny Hinn.
Pastor Benny's job is to the work that God has called him to do, to be that mediator, that channel for that anointing that God has placed on his life, the work that God has called him to do, to carry that work out here on earth.
Stand up, lift your hands, and receive from heaven in the name of Jesus.
To find out what the Benny Hinn Ministry says about itself, or to learn more about the Christian watchdog organization, the Trinity Foundation, go to our website. You can also find out how some of your favorite charities are spending your donation dollars. I'm Stone Phillips, and for all of us at NBC News, good night.
So right now, without any further ado, my dear friend, none other than Pastor Benny Hinn. God bless you, Pastor Benny. So thrilled you're here. Thank you. Now, I want to start with something very exciting. A few days ago, I was here behind the scenes, doing behind the scenes. And as I came in, a wonderful lady named Judy gave me this prophecy. My servant Benny, you will emerge from this black tunnel in victory. I will draw you out of this miry pit. Those coming against you will wish they had kept quiet and never attacked a man of God. They do not understand my ways. They have no fear of, hear this, they have no fear of touching the holy thing. Those coming against you will experience my power firsthand. They will see and know it is not a light thing to touch mine anointed one. When God Almighty calls an individual, anoints that individual, no force on earth can stop that man. No force in hell can stop that man or ministry. Touch not mine anointed, he said. The world did what they wanted to do. The news media, that's what they do for a living. They don't understand us. But ladies and gentlemen, those that know the voice of the Spirit, those that know God, those that love Jesus, can tell if we are telling the truth or not. And I will tell you this. If these men or individuals will ever simply say, I'm sorry, Benny, I'm sorry, I will forgive like that. I have to forgive. I'm a Christian. I thank you, Lord.
The Dateline was not kind to me. And I pray for these men who came against us. I pray you'll touch their hearts. I pray you'll show them your love. I forgive you. I hold nothing against you. But remember, you're touching his work.
He's lying. See, the people, they watch the program on television, but they're not sure sometimes if God will do it. You watched our program and you weren't really sure.
Yes, that's it, exactly. Exactly.
Because you think, well, it's a little phony, it's the white suit, it's the, right. It's all, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I know all that. I know all that. Pardon?
Those were my exact thoughts.
Well, you know, I know the Holy Ghost, he talks to me.
These are people who've come there just hoping that what they're going to hear is true.
Fire, I said! Fire, I said! Fire, I said!
I hope there is a special place in hell for people who try and enrich themselves on the suffering of others.
It's the presence of God on these people. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
One little grandmother one time came up and I think she said, this is my last $5. And we got back in the green room and he said, oh, I got her last $5.
Fire! 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 Bring that kid quickly. Take a fire, young man.
I say he's in the business of raising money and spreading his own celebrity.
Fire on you! Fire! 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 Look at this little girl. Dennis, look at this little girl. Look at her shake. Look at her move, Paul. Fire on you, little girl!
He sells his books, he sells his tapes, he sells his everything, and it's just a money machine, and money pours in.
Look in these eyes. I have never lied to you.
Never.
I never will.
Never.
What I saw was a big business rolling millions of dollars every year, many people getting rich, and the poor getting worse.
Look in these eyes. I have never lied to you. Never. And I never will.
To dangle hope before parents of a severely afflicted child is an indescribably cruel thing to do. And to do it in the name of God, to do it in the name of religion, I think is unforgivable.
I have never lied to you. Never. We have it on tape. We have it on tape. For 8 weeks, the Lord's face appeared on the wall of right below our balcony.
They could not find the pacemaker. They opened her up, the thing was gone out of her body.
And a man was raised from the dead on the platform. That's a fact, people. We have it on video.
The day will come when the dead will be raised watching TBN. Yes, the enemies will mock, let them.
If you look at his performance, his shtick, he's just goofy.
God is bigger than a boogeyman. God is bigger than the boogeyman. If you are in Orlando, Florida, you want to come see Mickey Mouse, come see us first. We're better.
Amen. If Benny Hinn, by whatever means, can give people like that hope, is that not a good thing?
He's lying. False hope has to always be exposed. It must be exposed.
Now, don't touch that set. Somebody was about to switch me off. Don't do